Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is going to get off to a positive start. The futures at least are pointing to a gain of 0.25%, although that's at odds quite starkly with what we saw on Wall Street last night, where US markets took a breather, having seen a very strong improvement the day before, which was the best one-day improvement in 9 months. So that was reasonable, but the way that things shaped up technically wasn't terribly encouraging. The S&P 500 finished very much at the lows of the session, so probably bears watching in after-hours trade to see whether or not there's any more momentum in that trend and whether or not that takes the gloss off the local experience today. Most noteworthy in the last 48 hours has been the absence of momentum for regional markets in the face of what we saw on Wall Street a day earlier. So most leading regional indices were lower. You could, at the margins, make a case for the comments that were made by the Chinese banking and insurance regulator expressing concern about the headiness of the valuations when it comes to stock markets at the moment. But that's probably a little bit touch and go to make a case around that. But still, the way that these prices are behaving bears a little bit of scrutiny. We did see the US markets recover when those bond yields or long-term US interest rates eased a little bit. So there's something within that. Elsewhere, gold prices have recovered from their recent weakness, plumbing an 8-month low in recent times, so bouncing to be up by around 0.6%. So again, that's a reflection of that moderation in bond yields to a degree as well. So keep an eye on the gold stocks, which have been under the pump from time to time in recent days. Elsewhere, we have that easing of US rates also put a little bit of downward pressure on the US dollar, which is part of the reason why the Aussie dollar is doing better by comparison. Oil prices down by about 1.7% overnight. So that is a pretty decent knock. There is a discussion that OPEC and allied producers are viewing the prospect of expanding production when they meet later on in the week. So that's something to look out for as well. On the local front, it's a big day for the fact that we'll be looking at numbers on national accounts for the fourth quarter of last year, GDP figures or growth, if you like. So these are expected to be a continuation of the recent theme. In the last two quarters, we've seen a very strong rebound. It's expected that the rate of expansion in the final quarter of last year will see the economy grow by 2.6%. If we see figures in that order, this will be some of the strongest six-month growth that we've ever seen. So it'll be interesting to see how that is reflected in prices because it is a reflection of the strength in household spending, dwelling investment, and also business investment. So that reminder might or might not have an impact on prices, but worth keeping an eye on that. And as I said, the Aussie dollar is stronger. It's back above 78 US cents.